from Spark and Anvil and Real Forge. This is Aim and Vast, in Chapter 1 of the Real Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A kid came to the Real Forge courtyard one morning with a single problem and, without meaning to, brought two teachers to the same spot. The kid was filming a scene about a small child standing before a towering ancient door, a moment meant to feel enormous, the child brave and tiny at the threshold of something huge. But the footage felt like nothing, and so the kid went first to Aim, the falcon tween, who knew where a camera should stand, and then, still stuck, to Vast, the albatross tween, who knew how much a camera should show. And the two of them, who had always worked in different corners of the yard, ended up crouched over the same viewfinder. Aim looked at the flat footage. Vast looked at it too. And each of them, at first, was sure they alone had the fix.
Aim spoke first, because angle was her craft. "The trouble is where you stand," Aim said. "You filmed it at eye level, straight on, and eye level says these two are equal, the child and the door the same size. But this isn't equal. The door is huge, the child is small. So don't stand level, stand low, down by the child's feet, looking up at that door." She set the camera low. Through the lens, the door reared up, vast and looming. A low angle makes a thing tower. Now the door feels enormous. The kid leaned in. It was better, but something still wasn't landing. The door towered, yes, but the child had somehow vanished from the feeling.
Vast had been watching, and now she saw the missing half. "Your angle's right," Vast told Aim. "But look, from down low, you've filled the whole frame with door. We can't fill the child at all because we can't see how small she is against it. That's my half. Not where you stand, but how much you show. Pull the frame wide. Keep Aim's low angle, but widen it so we see the whole towering door and the tiny child at its foot, small in all that space." She widened the imagined frame. Now the door is huge and the child is small within it. The wideness is what makes the smallness felt. The kid saw it, but now, oddly, it felt a touch cold, the child a bit lost. Two half fixes, each true, each incomplete.
And then, crouched over the one viewfinder, the two of them built the shot together and had the kid build it, hands on the camera, to feel the two choices multiply. "Both choices at once," Aim said. "That's the thing we kept missing alone." So they layered them. First, Vast's wide and Aim's low, the establishing shot, the huge door, the tiny brave child at its foot, small in all that space. Feel how big the moment is and how small she is in it. Then, and this was the two of them thinking as one, they changed both choices together for the next shot. Aim swung to a slightly low angle, right up close on the child's face, and Vast tightened the size all the way in, low and close. Now the same child towered with quiet courage, filling the frame, brave and near. Wide and low told them the world is huge and she is small in it, Vast said. Close and low tells them she is facing it anyway, and she is not small at all. The kid filmed both and gasped. The two shots together, the two choices multiplying, set the whole feeling that neither half had managed alone. Tiny before something huge and brave enough to face it. Where you stand and how much you show weren't two lessons. They were two dials on one feeling.
Afterward, watching the kid run off to refilm, Aim admitted she'd spent years thinking the angle was the whole of a shot, that once she'd chosen low or high, the job was done. And Vast admitted she thought the same about size, that wide or close was the shot. Neither was true. A low angle at the wrong size or a wide shot at the wrong angle fell flat. It was only the two choices together, the standing and the showing multiplied, that made a feeling land.
They started teaching the framing lessons side by side after that. One camera, two dials. And the kids who learned it that way carried something past the courtyard. That some things need two choices working together to be said. And that the pride of doing your half well is only complete when it meets the other half. Aim and Vast, who had worked in separate corners of the yard for years, found that every single shot had always been the two of them at once, where you stand and how much you show, and that neither had ever really built a shot alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to AIM and VAST. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.